This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio, and we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design have a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and of course, they have their great relationships with their vendors, their designers, and their tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, for today's Coach Speak, we have the Fossil Ridge softball coach, Dave Phillip, veteran coach. Man, they are always strong. Only lost, I believe, three seniors. We'll double-check that with Coach. But right now on the Clearwater Product Hotline, Coach Dave Phillip, how are you, Coacher?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'll tell you what. Sorry, I guess it's been maybe less than 2 weeks ago, and we're talking how fast softball is coming up right now. And even this year it seems quick because a lot of teams are playing today.
Yes. Oh, I know. It's tryouts just ended Wednesday, and the first official day you can play is, like I said, today and over the weekend. So we're not going to start up till next week this year, but it gives a little bit more time to get ready.
You know, Coach, you know, I guess in the old days we'd have maybe a mini camp and then almost a full week of tryouts and divide up our teams, you know, with the varsity, JV, C team, or, you know, depending on size of schools. Now it seems like everything is in the fast lane.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just wow, and just a change in enrollments and kids,
sure,
and boundaries up in these areas. And some years you've got a lot of kids, some years you don't have as many. And what you're talking about right there makes a big difference on how much time you might need to prepare. Maybe you don't need as much, too, depending on the size of your squad.
You know, Coach, you know, obviously club softball. I almost slipped there and said club basketball. club softball, you know, it's always been there, but it's accelerated into where so many of these girls are not just playing club softball. They're traveling to Orlando. They're traveling to Texas. They're traveling to Utah, to California. What changes in that aspect have you seen since you first became the coach at Fossil Ridge High School?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's we used to have kids, you know, would go off for maybe a weekend or a quick day or two to just do a camp at a college, but now they're going all the time. If they're during the summer, they're taking visits. They're taking visits during the season. It's just more than it's ever been. And just, I think the recruiting now is just getting bigger. And like you said, there's a lot of turnover. Seems like anymore in club softball, it used to be where you'd get through your summer and tryouts would be maybe in August, you know, for the next cycle of your club teams. Now they're doing tryouts first, second week of July, right after the 4th. And you're changing teams, and you feel like now you're hearing that in college. Now these kids, you know, they're changing teams. Every time you turn around, they're going somewhere else. So it's what they call it, the wild, wild west.
Yeah, yeah, and it's almost, you know, there's so many good aspects of you know, club sports. There really is. But it's almost like we're teaching kids to be uncommitted.
Absolutely.
That a commitment doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely.
That they've told this team that they're playing for them for 4 years, whether it's club or high school. The lack of commitment just seems to be accelerated in all sports.
Oh, I agree. And I don't know where Colorado, you may know more of that than I do right now, but the one-time transfer is becoming really, really big, you know, with these with the college and, of course, with the portal. But now we're getting into the high school with the one, you know, the one-time transfer. And Colorado's talking about it, but we really haven't had that yet. I don't know how many more states are going to do that, but
sure.
I think it's going to be happening sooner than later with the whole country. But
you know, Dave,
I just don't want to be last.
Right. You know, Dave, we had the commissioner Mike Krueger on last week, and he talked about the transfer rule.
Okay.
And he kind of initiated. He says we do have a one-time transfer, but it has to be a bona fide move.
Exactly.
You know, and I think, which is such a great rule, great way to go, it's giving Chassa the opportunity to uphold all these rules without diving into lawsuits and different things like that. But there's been some examples, I think, lately that kids were not granted that transfer. And we'll see how it goes through the next, you know, a few years. But I think it's a good system right now. We'll see how that goes. But I know they are hard at work. And people have to remember, Chassa is made up of all the state. It's not just that office down there in Aurora.
Yeah,
it's all the schools involved. But really some interesting things. Well, hey, I want to talk about these Sabercats because from the outside looking in, I'm a little excited about your team because you only lost three seniors. When you went to practice, a first official day of practice Monday, you know, what excites you about this year's team, Coacher?
Just all the kids. We had 40 kids.
Wow.
Out, and we'll have, you know, a varsity and a JV and a C team, and all of them can play. So we kept everybody, and which is always fun too, because these kids want to get better. They're trying, they're making the attempt. And like you're saying, that you feel like they're committed, and you don't feel like they're going somewhere. You know, they're going to another school next year after one year. Like you were saying. So that is where our rules here in the state, it's got to be a bona fide move and that. So we're just excited about the numbers. The kids are excited, especially those young freshmen, you know, that are coming in, and you know that from your years. They're just so excited to be on campus, and they're so excited to be in high school. And then when they're part of a team or an activity or a club right away with school, whether it's band or, you know, sports or whatever, cheerleading, whatever it is, these kids are just so excited, and just to see the smiles, and it just fires up our coaching staff too.
Absolutely. And Coach, you know, we can't speak for all players, obviously, but every player that I seem to come across, I'm saying at least 90% say playing for your school is still the most special thing.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I had two daughters that played, you know, for us.
And yes.
Went on and played in college, and then we've got three or four coaches on our staff that are former players, and we've had a couple others that have come back. We started to try to do some stuff in the alumni game, and they're just they talk about their experience in high school, because as you know, and you've had a lot of kids go on out of your programs and play at the next level, that becomes more of a job, you know, when they play at the next level. And and even sometimes in club sports too, we talk about that. You don't, at least in baseball, softball, a kid gets a home run, you know, on a weekend, and they have a great week or weekend, and you may not hear about it if you
right.
don't talk to them or you don't, you know, see them. But it seems like in high school, boy, the very next day, those kids are going into school. Their teachers know about it. Their, you know, staff knows about it, the principal knows about it, whatever it might be, or it's in the paper the next day or that evening. And I don't know, I think that's just really, really exciting that you're representing your high school that way as a student athlete. And I think they enjoy that so much more. Not that they don't get that publicity at the college level, of course, when they go there, but before that, especially between even high school and club, just playing for your high school and the name on the, you know, the name on the jersey is still, it's still pretty cool. Yeah, I know it's still big. It's still big for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's big for you, and that's what makes you the special coach that you've been for years. But it's that we before me attitude that so many programs have adopted and try to instill. It's easier to say the words than obviously sometimes get that ending product. But in high school, it certainly is a lot more we before me, and excited about your team. Hey, talk about, and we'll take a break here in a little bit, Coach. Sure. And I Micah said you're good to stay with us. We really appreciate that, and because we want to talk so much softball here. But you have the three seniors that you lost, but who were some of those girls last year? Obviously, a lot of them made great contributions. Where are they now? How have they improved? And the excitement level you guys have to possess going into competition.
Right. We've got we've lost like I said, three seniors, but we've got a bunch of seniors back. We've got a pitcher on the mound, Avery Akers.
Sure.
Who actually didn't pitch for a couple of years in our program, played first base, and has started for us since she was a freshman. And she stepped up last year and said, "I'll pitch a little," because she had pitched a little bit in high school and club, but hadn't done it in a while. It was really exciting for her. And she stepped right in and did a great job, and is really excited, you know, to come back and do it again this year. And we've got a shortstop that's back. I think the Colorado highlighted some of these kids for us, and before I had even talked to them. But Briella Myers,
yes,
shortstop. She played in the outfield and short for us as a freshman. So Avery and Briella both have been in the lineup for us for this will be their, you know, they've been four-year starters for us. So we're looking for, obviously hoping for them to continue doing what they do as, you know, as leaders. And they both got tremendous work ethic and lead by example. And we try to push that, of course, with those older, especially those four-year letter winners. And then we got another young lady that played center field for us, Riley Bullers, last year, I think they talked about too. She's done a great job for us, in center field. So, probably those three in particular, just because they've been starters for us for, you know, 3 or 4 years now coming into the senior year. And then we've got some really good ones around them too. We have an Ashley Gunther, that plays third base for us last year. Emerson Moe, who's out of Greeley, plays first base. So we've got some experience. Monica Kelly is our left fielder, from last year. And again, you know, we tell them too, we don't know. You may play those same spots this year. You may not, you never know. And sometimes that comes down to injuries or it comes down to, you know, different things that maybe they play different places in club. They play different places in high school. But what's really good is they're learning to play a lot of different spots. So if they want to go on and play in college, you know, they can play, hey, maybe in high school I played this spot, you know, maybe in club I played here. Hey, I did play there, but then this year I went to this play, you know, this position.
Sure.
So that's really, I feel like we've got a lot of depth because of that. And then we've got some other really good kids that we've got returning to, that were in the program that now they're going to move up. They've got different roles. And they're going to be counted on, you know, to do some things for us, too. So we feel like we've got a little bit more depth than we had last year. We've got a young freshman that's coming in too, Meredith Kubot. That can play really a lot of different positions. And we're going to take a look at her, you know, behind the plate catching and, you know, and everywhere for that matter.
What an athletic family, Coach.
Yeah, oh my gosh, absolutely, absolutely athletic. I was fortunate enough to coach her brother Tyler. He's at William Jewell now. He's a quarterback
right there,
but he was a pitcher there at Fossil in baseball. I got to coach him when I helped in the baseball program too. And just just a wonderful family with a lot of great athletes, and it's really fun to watch. Really fun to watch them all play, to be quite honest.
Absolutely.
It's a super family.
Coach, let's take a quick break here. We got to thank some people, and then we'll come back and talk a lot more softball. But, hey, keep your families on the road to all practices and games safely with Napa Auto Parts, locally owned in the 12 Northern Colorado locations. They have everything you need for your vehicle, that Napa brand you've heard here on Coach Speak, and KFKA for years. They continue to support local athletics, and hey, they're wishing the Sabercats good luck as well. We'll be right back with Coach Dave Phillip after these messages.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The countdown to kickoff begins with training camp. KFKA puts a spotlight on the Greeley West Spartans tonight at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the LO Fiber Studios. Hey, I want to thank Eaton A&W, the family-owned restaurant, providing good times and good food. Eaton A&W, of course, located right off of Oak Avenue, off of Highway 85 there in Eaton. Stop by and grab Micah's famous cheese curds. Go with the Papa Burger, the Coney Cheese Dog. But everything goes down with that great root beer and the frosty mug. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9, and, of course, on Sundays, 8 to 8. Eaton A&W, good food and good times. We are visiting with Coach Dave Phillip of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats softball. Coach, we're talking about your freshman, Meredith Kubach. Her senior, Maddie, is already committed Division I in soccer to Iowa State. Yeah, that's an athletic family.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And, of course, I'm kind of prejudiced now for Iowa State. I grew up in Iowa in Des Moines. So,
good for you.
Yeah, I love the Iowa Hawkeyes, but my dad passed away. But he taught at Iowa State way back when I was a little kid.
And really?
He used to have Visha. And it was a big weekend that they had in Iowa and at Ames at Iowa State that I remember getting to go up where they'd have a football game that day and they'd have a, you know, scrimmage or whatever. And they'd have like a baseball game. And I remember I got to be a bat boy, I think, when it was like Colorado and Iowa State or something, but way back in the day. But, Iowa State's got a great, great university. And I'm excited for her sister to be able to go there. Meredith's sister, Matt, is a great athlete.
Well, what excites me, too, when you see a family that does have that caliber of athletes, you know, it's just not one sport. You know, the guys played football, baseball, yeah. Meredith's softball, Maddie's soccer. I mean, it's have some fun playing athletics, and you don't know where it's going to take you to, but if you put it in the right perspective, things usually do turn out really good. Hey, I did want to mention, we did talk briefly about Briella Myers, but Coach, this girl hit .547 last year with 47 hits, 12 doubles, 4 triples, 8 home. Is this a record, 8 home runs at Fossil?
I don't know if I should know that after all these years. Haley Donaldson, I believe, was in double digits there.
Okay.
Around 11 or 12. And, of course, she was our Gatorade player right here many, many years ago. Went to Nebraska and then came back and played for Jen, you know, here at CSU. Briella last year just and about 3 of those home runs came in the regionals, too. She had a day in the regional that the years I've been here, but – it was probably one of the, that particular day was as good as we saw across the board defensively at shortstop and at the plate, a one-day performance because it was the two games that day up in Grand Junction last year in the regional that she, it was unbelievable, to be quite honest.
Who did she play for this summer, Coach?
She plays on the, it's a CSA, is what they call it, Colorado Sports Association, on an 18 gold team. So she plays a high level of club,
yes,
during the summer. And that's one thing about it, too, that is good about the club feel, that they play club, and then having high school softball in the fall, it's almost, it's just really a good cycle because they'll play all summer and then they take a little bit of a break and then they jump right into the high school. And then that's done, end of October, Halloween. And then you're in November and the next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving, Christmas. And then they're at it again. And, in January and then they take it around. They just kind of continue doing. I think that's a lot of where the progress, at least in our state, I think in Colorado, is really big, is playing it in the fall. And we're only about 6 or 7 states that do it. And unfortunately, out of those 6 or 7, you've got Georgia and Oklahoma and Nebraska in our region, which are 2 or 3 of the, top states in the,
sure,
in the country that you saw at the College World Series, over the, last spring. So when you're talking about Georgia, Oklahoma, and Nebraska, those teams also will be coming in next week for the Triple Crown Tournament.
Yes.
We've been going to Nebraska. So the competition level that we've been playing the last few years, too, and really over the years, and then in the Front Range League has really helped all of our kids just grow and develop a lot quicker, I think.
Coach, what are the dates of the Triple Crown Tourney?
We'll play next weekend. It's the 21st and 22nd.
Okay. We certainly want to.
That should be a very good tournament. There's a school, North Gwinnett, out of Georgia. Todd Helton went to high school there.
He wasn't a bad athlete.
And they're going to be in for the tournament. And, Oklahoma will come in. So there's some pretty good teams in there, and we've got our good local teams too. Windsor will be here, and Fort Collins and Rocky and Pooter, and then I think the Grand Junctions are coming in, and there's a few others. But it's a good tournament, and I think we open next Friday at home with Meade at 9 o'clock over at Fossil Ridge, and then we'll play there on Friday, and then hopefully we play well enough in our pool. They have like 4 pools, I believe. Rocky Mountain is hosting a pool with 4 with some teams, and then Triple Crown has 2 fields over there, so they'll have over there with their pools, and it breaks into bracket play on Saturday. So everybody's really excited about that, and we hope the weather has been really, really good, and we're expecting some really, really good softball
now. Boy, that will be great softball. We will certainly stay in tune for that. And, of course, if you want to text us, I have a question for Coach, text us at 888-530-0043. And we just got a text. This has to be from the Sampson, Dave, over at Fort Collins, because he always is keeping me in line. He said, here is the Front Range League conference for softball this year. And, of course, know it, but let's share it with our audience because this is a really good league. Broomfield, Erie, Fairview, Fort Collins, Fossil, Horizon, Legacy, and Rocky. Do you guys play those home and away?
Yes, we do. It's a little different now, too. We were in there 2 years ago. There was, 13, 14 of us?
Yes.
But you had like Mountain Range and Brighton. And I think, different things, everybody kind of doing, for different reasons, or I've gone different directions, I guess you would say. But this league, though, over the years, I've been here, 15 years, and I've been told by others, but this conference has been arguably the best in the state for the whole time I've been here. There always seems to be at least one Front Range League school, even sometimes 2 in that Final Four, And usually there's sometimes even a handful that'll be out of that 16 that'll be in the state tournament. So not only do we got to play each other during the regular season, you know, we'll have to play each other sometimes to state tournament, but it's always something that we say, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah,
that. if it happens. So we've had it that way where we've been in a bracket down at the state tournament where Broomfield, Horizon, and us are all in the same bracket trying to get into the semifinals, and we're playing each other. So it's it's a great conference, great coaches, great schools, and we're excited, to be in the Front Range League.
You know, Coach, when girls come in as freshmen, and of course you get some elite players, and then you get some good players. How rewarding is it to see one of those C team players as a freshman, just to continue to improve their game, work hard, and end up being a significant varsity player for you in the future?
Oh boy, for me, and I'm sure for you, that's what it's all about. When you're coaching young kids and young people, and we have some kids on our roster that exactly did what you said. They've moved up from C team or JV and gone, and they're up on the varsity over the years and even this year, and they've played significant roles in what the program's about. And we try to tell, you know, all of our kids and all of our families in the program that when you talk about Fossil Ridge softball, we haven't always had a C team. That just happened about 3 years ago with our numbers really expanding. But I know, as you know, Coach, it's about the program as a whole, and you've got to have kids that really work at it and compete and try to make each other better and get better. And we just feel like it starts from number one to number 40 in this case this year, 41, whatever we have now. And it's going to take everybody to get it done and to get better every day and succeed and progress. And if your program is tough top to bottom, they practice against each other, that makes them better. And when you've got that kind of talent up and down your program, and that's really what's helped us over the years. We've been strong in as a program, so our kids have competed against each other in practice, and then you play a tough schedule like we do in the Front Range League too, and then that really sets you up to have an opportunity to get into postseason. And if you can get there, you feel like you're going to have a chance to play pretty well because you've been tested just not with your own program, but with the teams that you played on the schedule too. So that's really valuable.
Coach, not only is your conference strong, your non-league schedule is dynamite. It may give you a few more worry sessions or whatever, but man, I love your non-league schedule. Talk about that with the likes of Columbine and different teams on it.
Yes, we've always tried to. Yeah, we've got Columbine, Windsor. We're going to go to a tournament in Colorado. Dave Sanders down at the Aurora Sports Park, and they're playing those people. Columbine again. I'm not sure who all the draws will be down there, but it could be a Rock Canyon. It could be Arvada. It's always really strong. Arvada West, Ralston Valley. Programs like that you see in the state tournament every year, and we usually either seem to play them in one of these tournaments, or we'll schedule them in a home and home. And again, when we've gone down to we're going to scrimmage Eaton tomorrow. That's a 3A state champion. We'll play Legend during the regular season, usually in a home and home, and you start playing those. You know, those types of people, Holy Family, Riverdale Ridge. It really prepares you for anything, in doing that. And I've always tried to play up the best we can. Whether I was in college, we did that. Whether it was Division III, and when I was there, you play D2. D2, you try to scrimmage and fall and play Division I's. And then it just really helped develop your kids. And you could kind of sell to them that if you can compete with those people, you can do some great things. So that's made a really big difference in our program. It's given our kids a lot of confidence too, and that's what gets them so excited, because they know they can get to the next level and compete.
Hey, Coach, I got to give this next guy a shout-out, too. Conlon Moe did some work for us here at KFKA. Really a great young kid. Did some good game, you know, worked some games with us and things like that. Just a terrific, terrific young man. Little sister Emerson, he told me last year, plays for the Sabercats. So Emerson is a junior this year, right?
Yeah, she's an outstanding young lady. Man, what a great family. I'm kind of fortunate there too. I help out over at Triple Crown, and Emerson played over at Triple Crown last couple of summers, and I've gotten to be around her over there during the summertime too. And you talk about watching these kids grow and develop and mature and just see them not just on the field, but off the field. And it's been a blessing, and that's really been a pleasure just to be able to see that with Emerson and all of our kids, really. And like you said, when they move on and then they come back, we've got girls that are coming back from that haven't gone back to school yet that are playing in college, or they've finished playing in college, and they'll stop out at practice, they'll stop out at camp, they'll be out next week. We've gotten some texts from three or four that are going to be out to stop out and watch the kids play the Triple Crown tournament. And, you know, we'll get texts during the year if there's a big win over somebody that was a rival, you know, to an alum or that kind of a thing. Or we win a big game at the regional or state, we'll do that. So that kind of goes back to what you talked about with the high school experience and how much it means to these kids, boys, girls, their high school experience and how they still follow their high school teams and their coaches and that's really special.
That is special. How many approximately, Coach? How many girls do you have out there now playing college ball?
Probably now about 7 or 8.
Wow.
Still are playing. We've probably had probably over About 50 since I've been at Fossil Ridge that have gone on to play, whether it's been, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all
sure.
4 years. As you know, that's very difficult to do. But yeah, we've had at least 45 to 50 that have gone on and played at the college level. And again, a lot of that's been, they just work and they compete and they want to get better every day. All these kids, even the ones that haven't gone on and played, they could have if they wanted to. But you know, they chose to do something else, which is fabulous. But they learned how to be a student athlete, and you know, and they went through that. So it's been really, really neat to see those kids, whether they've gone on, and then a lot of them didn't go on and play, and they come back to an alumni game, and they've got families, and they've got, you know, kids, but just the high school experience, I think that's what it's all about. And that's what we kind of tell the kids. If you want to go on and play, it's fabulous. We'll do all we can to help. But again, that's a combination, not just what we do at, or, you know, our staff does at Fossil Ridge. And it also comes, they get a lot of, it comes from also they play club softball. And so it's a really combined effort by the club, softball, along with the high school. And we try to get with those coaches and we try to help as much as we can and try to just help kids go. If they want to play at the next level, they try to do that. And I'm sure you do that with your, over the years in basketball, and I do it in softball at Triple Crown. I'm trying to help other kids that we play against.
Sure, absolutely.
You'll
get that call.
And,
yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Tell me about the girl that you played with. Absolutely, you get that call. Last question, Coach, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank
appreciate
you for having
it.
Me. Thank you for having me.
You know, we talk about Triple Crown, and we're familiar with the many things they do, but what excites me is they will work hand in hand trying to improve the high schools as well, and it's just not all about them. You know, talk about Triple Crown and your experience. And Dave King created a monster in a good, good way.
Oh, my gosh. I've known Dave. I coached in New Mexico Highlands, and I went to a camp in Steamboat, Colorado, that he always ran for college coaches, and got to know him there. And when I was actually retiring from New Mexico Highlands, by 04, probably 05, we moved up here, and my kids were 5 and 2, and I met Dave, and it's still here. It is all these years, 20 some years later. And I've been over there. My daughters both played there too, and for Dave, and coached back and forth there. And I still, it just what Dave King does, and all of his staff over there, and all the people that work there, what they do for young people in the community, whether they've been female athletes or male athletes, is just, it's just been tremendous. And, you know, he doesn't have to do that. They don't have to do that over Triple Crown, but they do. And, you know, they allow the facilities, the fan tournament, that's a nonprofit organization, runs this tournament. And, you know, they play over at Triple Crown, and just what they do for the community. Like you said, all the high schools, all the kids that have played at Triple Crown out of the city of Fort Collins, and then really all the way down into Erie and Broomfield. And we've had kids that have played softball at Triple Crown that from other states that have come in just to play and be a part of the organization has been just, you know, tremendous. So what Dave King and Triple Crown has done for my family and ourselves is words can't almost express our gratitude and what it's meant to us, and I think it's been that way for all these families over the years that have been able to experience it there. And it's just great that the Triple Crown has been in our community and what they do for Fort Collins. So I think it's been really, 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 really neat. And and they're still doing it. They run 3 or 4 teams over there, and with the Moe family, Emerson has played over there, and it's been a lot of fun. I don't see it going away anytime soon. So I think it's still going to be there. And you know, Dave King gives everything he has, to the community and to giving kids opportunities, to better themselves and teach them about being, student athletes and learning to be, valuable and citizens in our community and outside our community, as they move on into their lives.
So well said, Coach, and I know several others, they will echo every bit of that. Coach, good luck this season, man. We certainly want to, get some results and cover those games and get some people out watching the tournament when these teams come in, the 21st and 22nd. Enjoy your day, and thanks so much for hopping on, Coacher.
Oh, my gosh, I appreciate you so much, Coach. Thanks for having us, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks
we
so
will
much.
Do it again. Coach Dave Phillip, man, he does such an awesome job over at Fossil Ridge. And the commitment he has made throughout the years to softball, and not to softball, but the girls that he has helped along the way, is invaluable. Just a tremendous, tremendous guy on and off the field. Well, Micah, I guess it's time to take a break. Let's do that.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Rams, Bears, Buffs, and Cowboys. Regional college football coverage on the Hull Show. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak, man. Thanks to Coach Dave Phillip from the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Great information from him.
Yeah, well, you know, he had problems opening up. You know, the guy just wouldn't talk.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it when you have someone who's like willing to share information. Love those people.
Micah, tonight, your Broncos Stidham versus Ellinger, there's really not a battle going on. They're going to keep both these guys.
Ellinger probably on the practice squad, but...
Yeah.
Now, I personally think there should be one or two more day of... So instead of a 48 day of roster, I think it should be 50. Because you got it. I think you need to keep that extra quarterback.
I think you should always be able to keep an emergency quarterback.
Well, who's your emergency quarterback if you're the Broncos?
Well, Ellinger, right
now.
Well,
if he's gone, then you usually have like a wide receiver as quarterback.
No, but what I'm saying, with the league rules, I'm thinking you should be able to carry all three of these guys come game time and one of them not count against the roster unless there's an injury that puts the quarterback out of the game.
We've seen that happen before in the NFL. As a matter of fact, there was a Jets punter who, I forgot his name, but he was the backup quarterback once Neil O'Donnell went down. And he had a great game. Fourth quarter, they put the other guy in, and they lost.
Hey, offensive line, take over. Snap it, hand it off, let's run. But, man, Michael, today has flown by. We need to take another break, don't we, before we come back and wrap up. Coach Speak after this.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The countdown to kickoff begins with training camp. KFKA puts a spotlight on the Greeley West Spartans tonight at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Wow, this hour flew by. As thanks again to Coach Dave Phillip. High school softball starts today. Of course, we had Coach Buddy Coons on the other day. They start competition today along with a lot of other schools. And then next week is a big week where almost every softball team in the state will be playing. Lots of fun. We'll be out at Greeley West this afternoon for our football training camp sponsored by Pro Design Countertops. Catch us as we will be covering the Greeley West Spartans. Stay tuned for the whole show right now. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.